Welcome to our favorite Morning Show Topics podcast, Reed and Chelsea with you. Chelsea, Monday after an interesting weekend.
Yes, very much so.
Our Facebook watch of the day, we'd love you to get in on this, is did you do anything different this weekend?
Did you change your habits?
Yes, because you're supposed to, right? Go out less,
yep.
Wash your hands more. I'd say I washed my hands
more.
You know what I'm doing? I'm not washing my hands really more, but I'm washing them longer.
Oh.
I've never taken the 20-second thing seriously. I'd use warm water.
That's not good.
I would suds them up really well, but I kind of thought, yeah, it's everything suds up. It should kill it.
Right.
If it's there.
No.
I'm actually doing the ABCs in my head. Really am.
Okay, that's too far.
Do you want me to tell you how it goes?
No.
A, B. So, Chelsea, what's your favorite topic today?
Oh, you know, it's tough to say. I think it's that Kentucky fellow.
All right, so what are these brothers doing?
They're literally hoarding hand sanitizer and selling it for like $70 a bottle. Which I think is horrible.
So they're selling them on online platforms.
Right. But the online people shut them off.
Yep. Because they didn't want this.
No can do.
Problem is, they now have almost 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer.
Well, that's their problem.
Well, it's the problem for people, Chelsea, who now don't have them, and hospitals are having to ration.
Yep. I don't know what to say about it.
You're very disappointed in mankind when you see something like that.
It's just selfish. So.
Let me give the good side of things. They are working on a couple of treatments that could begin saving lives within weeks with this coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that's going to take longer, we talked about this, is you actually use people who survive the coronavirus. You take their antibodies, which are good things.
Right.
And then you can give them to other people. And then all of a sudden their body goes, okay, cool. This is how you do it. And then you can attack the coronavirus.
Yep.
It's going to take longer, though, to do that. The other one that's much quicker is a repurposing. And so what they have, Chelsea, is they have like huge databases of mm-hmm. all of these drugs, some that have worked well for things, some that haven't. But what they can do is they can go through and figure out which ones would have a chance, and then they can start
helping.
Yep, and then they can start clinical trials in order to figure out, okay, would this drug actually do something? Like, for example, there was a drug that was tested against the Ebola that didn't work. But they think maybe it could work for the coronavirus. Much faster, and that could be something we could see coming out pretty soon.
Okay.
So to all of the scientists and doctors who are putting all this together, thank you for all you're doing, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you tomorrow.